Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
There's a little shower that's pushing into our southern counties. I'll show you how many folks will see a little light rain this morning.
Also, some road work could give you some headaches on the roads this week. We're looking live right now, Glenwood Avenue. You see what's going on there. Expecting an emergency project to get started today. We'll tell you how long it will take.
President Biden is finalizing his plans to run for re-election. New developments this week in D.C. and what a new NBC News poll shows about where voters stand. A lot to tell you on this Monday morning. We're here to get it started for you. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. So glad you're with us, making us part of your Monday here. We get started together. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. And that look at the radar, not too bad out there.
It's not bad. We do have a few sprinkles that are showing up down here across parts of Cumberland County and Sampson County. A lot of that is evaporating even before it reaches the ground. And that's really the only spot we'll likely see that. It could creep on up into Wayne County over the next hour or so. But the bulk of us are going to end up staying dry. As a matter of fact, we're already starting to see some clearing back to our north and west. And we'll see that gradually happening as we get through the morning and into the afternoon. This is a look at 9 a.m. Still a chance of a tiny shower down to the south. Raleigh and Durham starting to clear out by lunchtime. And then in the afternoon, the rest of the viewing area south and east begins to see more sunshine. So we're starting off with clouds in some places. This is a live look at Durham, and you can see a mix of clear skies and clouds. 50 is our current temperature in the triangle. Our winds are out of the northeast at 11, but we've seen some gusts this morning up to 20, 25 miles per hour. Right now we're gusting at 18 in Durham and Raleigh in Goldsboro. So the gusts are a little down this hour from last hour. We're looking at 40s in the north and temperatures in the 50s from the triangle area southward. 58 in Clinton is our warmest spot. 45 in Roxboro is the coolest. Our temperatures will climb to around 60 at lunchtime. We're in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon, which is a little cooler than yesterday because we're going to be dealing with clouds for a good first half of the day. And then that sunshine will help to warm things up. Looking at rain in the forecast, especially this weekend. I'll show you when we'll likely see it coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth, let's take a look at traffic this morning. Going to start off on the southwest side of Raleigh at I-40 at Avant Ferry Road. Certainly getting busier in both directions there, but we're not picking up any delays. That trip westbound on I-40 from 440 out toward the US 1 interchange, all clear. And beyond that, heading out toward Wade Avenue in the airport, you're in good shape. No crashes anywhere in the triangle right now. We're looking good in Durham as well on I-85 and I-40. Elizabeth and I will be back with another update of weather and traffic coming up in 10 minutes.
And also this, Brian, some drivers in northwest Raleigh, be aware, some lane closures on a busy road could slow you down a little bit later this morning. And for the next few days, you see where it is here on Glenwood Avenue. Crews are working there on an emergency sewer main repair. It's right between Kodiak Drive and Paula Ann Court. Michael Grace is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker on that scene with an update for folks who might be worried about the morning commute. Tell us why they should or should not be worried, Michael.
I'm going to say they maybe should not be worried, because the good news is they're going to keep all of these lanes open during rush hour, and then maybe a little bit after 9 is what crews are saying. Then they're going to close that right lane here on Glenwood, so there'll only be one lane open. The other good news, though, this morning that we're learning is that this project is expected to be completed Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Parents and kids who were at the deadly pool party shooting in Goldsboro earlier this month will gather today to support each other. Community organizers are inviting them to get together. They're also offering free counseling services to help them deal with the trauma. Community leaders held a rally yesterday against gun violence, where they unveiled a mural painted to remember and honor Joanna Pearsall. The 15-year-old died when she was one of six teenagers shot at the pool party on April 12th. Joanna's mother spoke during the rally. She shared the pain she feels.
Should no parent have to go through what I went through? Should no parent have to feel the pain? And my heart aches daily, day in and day out. I can't go a moment without seeing that vision of her laying on that ground. Every day.
Former State Representative Raymond Smith announced the Safe Place for Teens program during the rally. It will provide teens in the community with programs and events. Goldsboro police have yet to make any arrests in the pool party shooting.
The future of voter ID laws in North Carolina may be headed to a three-judge panel. A hearing today will determine whether a panel will be appointed to hear the ongoing case. Voters in 2018 approved amendments to the state constitution approving photo voter ID and an income tax cap. A lawsuit argued the legislature lacked legitimate authority to put those amendments on the ballot because of gerrymandering. The amendments have been tied up in the courts ever since.
The 2024 presidential race is heating up this morning. President Joe Biden is expected to launch his campaign for re-election anytime this week. And a new NBC News poll shows most people don't want him to run again. WRL's Nye Hardin is live to explain why Biden's re-election bid is facing skepticism. Nye, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Well, if the president decides to announce he's running for re-election, a new NBC poll shows he will have a lot of work ahead of him. 70% of Americans believe President Biden should not run for a second term. More than 50% of those Americans are Democrats. Voters say one key problem is his age. Biden is 80 years old, making him the oldest president to serve. Former President Trump, who has announced he's running for president, is 76. Democrat leaders believe Biden is fit to do the job. The president is expected to release a video announcing his campaign for re-election Tuesday, the fourth anniversary of his 2020 campaign launch. Now, voters are making it clear they do not want to see another Biden and Trump race. The poll also shows 60% of Americans, including a third of Republicans, think Trump should not run in 2024. Nye Hardin, WRAL News.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, Florida Governor and potential U.S. presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is in Japan today. He is praising their military buildup. I'm going to play this video here for you to show you the interaction between both here. DeSantis will visit four countries on his trip overseas. But he said, "We really appreciate what a great ally Japan has been for the U.S. for many decades. We really believe that a strong Japan is good for America, and a strong America is good for Japan." DeSantis will also visit South Korea, Israel, and Britain on his trip this week.
Back here in Durham, leaders in the triangle here are unveiling a brand new family justice center. Now, the facility on East Morgan Street will offer advocacy, services, and support to people affected by domestic violence, sexual violence, family violence, even human trafficking. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is at 10 o'clock this morning. The center will officially be open for services starting tomorrow.
Jury selection gets started today in the murder trial of the man accused of killing 11 people at a Pennsylvania synagogue. Investigators say Robert Bowers drove to the synagogue in October 2018 and opened fire on worshipers. Prosecutors say he was armed with an assault rifle. He exchanged gunfire with a SWAT team before officers wounded him and took him into custody. Bowers could face the death penalty if convicted. The trial is expected to last several weeks.
Today marks the 10th anniversary of Moral Monday. A special rally will be held at the state capitol. Bishop William Barber and dozens of advocacy groups will gather for what they're calling a recommitment rally. The rally begins at 5:30 this evening. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he has enough support to get his debt limit legislation through a House vote this week. It's a live look at the Capitol right now in D.C., and President Biden remains at odds with GOP leaders over that plan. McCarthy's bill includes a $1.5 trillion hike to the debt ceiling with cuts to domestic spending programs. President Biden says he will only agree to a cut-free proposal. He blasted McCarthy's bill, saying it would make it easier for the wealthy to cheat on taxes. McCarthy tweeted that he invites the president to get serious and join Republicans at the table.
New at 6, we now know the businesses that will be anchor tenants of the new Rogers Building in downtown Cary. The offices of Cary Founded and Withers Ravenel will be located in the new building when it opens on West Chatham Street. The building will be divided into two parts, east and west, with one business acting as the anchor of each side. The building is fully leased before construction is finished. Work is expected to be complete in the fall.
North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson has officially kicked off the 2024 campaign for governor. Many political insiders expect him to win the Republican primary. He's a passionate speaker and has strong grassroots support, but can he win a general election? Some in his own party worry the fiery speeches that have made him famous will also make him seem too extreme to moderate voters. WRL spoke with GOP insiders and political experts about Robinson's chances. And you can read all about it right now at nccapitol.com.
NBC Universal will name a new leader after CEO Jeff Shell resigned over an investigation into an inappropriate relationship with a woman in the company. Shell issued a statement saying he regretted his actions and he apologized to his colleagues. Shell joined the company 19 years ago and became CEO in 2020. NBC has yet to name a replacement.
Carolina Hurricanes are enjoying a day off the ice as they are now one win away from advancing out of the round one Stanley Cup playoffs. Hurricanes beat the New York Islanders yesterday in game four of their series. 5-2 was the final, a big bounce back win after the Canes had dropped game three Friday night. The Canes now lead 3-1 in this best of seven series, and they will look to close it all out tomorrow night, PNC Arena in game five. Puck drop is at 7 p.m.
6:09, scary moments for passengers on an American Airlines flight. An engine burst into flames in midair, forcing the pilot to make an emergency landing.
And another chapter in a storybook season for Wrexham AFC, a celebration for the team's celebrity owners after an underdog victory.
And our temperatures will stay below normal all week long. We get into the weekend and our chances for rain go up. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And we are seeing some light showers down to the south, south of Fayetteville, south of Clinton. We're going to see the rain maybe drifting as far north as Goldsboro, but it's really likely to stay down to the south from the Triangle area northward. We're not likely to see any of that rain, and a lot of that is evaporating before it reaches the ground. Let's take a look around Durham. We're seeing a little bit of sunshine there at 50 degrees, and Wilson, it is cloudy. We've also seen breezy conditions. We had some gusts this morning all the way up to 25 miles per hour out of the northeast. Fayetteville's cloudy this morning and 57 degrees. Temperatures are mainly in the 50s as you're stepping out the door, and it's mostly cloudy with some sprinkles down to the south. But we will see increasing sunshine as we get through the day. By lunchtime, we're starting to clear out, and we'll see bright skies this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 60s. Brian?
6:13 right now as we take a look at weather and traffic every 10 minutes. Going to head out to the eastern side of Wake County. This is in Zebulon, 64 at Green Pace Road, with westbound traffic heading away from us toward Lizard Lick Road. No delays this morning from Zebulon out toward the Knightdale area. And as we take a look around the rest of the triangle, it's pretty quiet. Those major approaches into Durham right now, all clear from Wade Avenue, 40 westbound looks good, all the way to 885. And out of Hillsboro right now, 85 northbound looks good, all the way to 147, Jeff.
All right, Brian, we're going to take folks back to a fiery crash that killed a person over the weekend on I-540 right between Apex and Holly Springs. This happened near the Viridia Parkway exit around midnight Saturday night. Troopers tell us the white BMW lost control and ran off the road and hit a minivan. The driver of the BMW, 19-year-old Isabella Cedeno of Fuquay Varina, was killed in that crash. There were six people in the minivan at the time, including three children. They suffered minor injuries and were taken to the hospital to be treated.
American Airlines is investigating two separate incidents where its planes caught fire with passengers on board. The most recent one happened Sunday morning when a bird hit the engine, forcing the plane to make an emergency landing.
It's time for you to review that safety briefing card in the seatback pocket.
You can see flames shooting out from the plane. Marnie Kalstad captured the midair scare on camera.
My heart just broke, honestly, for so many people on the plane. I could hear them crying, and I just wanted us to all be okay.
American Airlines says the flight was heading from Ohio to Phoenix, but turned around and landed normally and safely. The airline says no one was hurt. This comes less than a week after another American Airlines plane caught fire in Charlotte on the runway right before takeoff.
That's really scary stuff. We are working to learn more about a car chase involving State Highway Patrol. This is video taken from the scene at the intersection of South New Hope Road and Old Pool Road in southeast Raleigh. State Highway Patrol can be seen searching in the woods nearby. It all started around 11 p.m. Saturday night. Troopers tell us they began chasing a stolen car out of Zebulon, exceeding speeds of 100 miles per hour. They lost sight of the car, later found it wrecked at the location in Raleigh. Authorities are still working to find and identify the driver. Authorities are still trying to figure out what caused a giant animatronic dragon to catch on fire at the happiest place on Earth. This is video showing the moments the fire began during Disneyland's Fantasmic show last night. Disney says Anaheim Fire and Rescue quickly put out the fire. All employees and guests were evacuated from Tom Sawyer Island there and areas around it because of the smoke.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, some sad news out of Hollywood this morning. Dancing with the Stars judge Len Goodman has passed away at 78 years old after a battle with bone cancer. He passed away on Saturday. His agent just reporting the news this morning. They say he passed away peacefully. Goodman was a judge on Dancing with the Stars and British dance contest show Strictly Come Dancing. He was head judge on Dancing with the Stars for 15 years. And reaction is pouring in this morning. Tim Davey, who was BBC Director General, said he was a wonderful, warm entertainer who was adored by millions. He will be hugely missed by the public and his many friends and family. He was such a fan favorite on that show. Michelle, thank you. Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney's Wrexham AFC will make two appearances in the Triangle this summer. Right now, the team is celebrating a historic win back home in the UK. This morning on Today, go inside the underdog story that is fit for Hollywood. The team from a small town in Wales has been growing in popularity since the celebrities brought it and featured it in an FX docuseries. Now, Wrexham won a league trophy over the weekend for the first time in 45 years.
It's funny that he's in Hollywood. It's funny that there's a show about it because it's definitely gone, probably according to the script.
You can't write a script better than this. Wrexham will play in a tournament at Wakemead Soccer Park in Kerry the first week of June. They are also scheduled to play Chelsea at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill in July. You can hear more of their Cinderella story this morning at 7 on Today right here on WREL. And I bet those tickets locally will be selling out quick.
Oh, there's no doubt. What a great treasure to have them come over and see them perform in front of American footballers here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with a look around town.
Oh, that is so much fun. Yeah, that's going to be really popular. And I did finally get caught up on my Ted Lasso this past weekend and the rain on Saturday. What else are we going to do? So much fun. All right, in Goldsboro, it is fairly cloudy right now. You can see just a few breaks in the clouds, a cloudy skies in Apex and in Chapel Hill. And here's a live look at, of course, our newsroom there in Fayetteville. So we're waking up to some cloud cover. Even though it was so pretty yesterday with all that sunshine, we have a disturbance that's swinging through this morning. The far western part of the viewing area is seeing a little bit of sunshine. As a matter of fact, we're seeing a little bit of that on our Dix camera right now. Down to the south, the potential for a few isolated showers this morning. Once we get toward lunchtime, that shifts to the east, and we'll see more and more sunshine developing through the afternoon as this disturbance moves on out. That will keep our temperatures cooler, though. We're looking at highs today only in the 60s. We hit 74 officially yesterday at RDU. All right, our next system, we're going to begin to see unsettled conditions on Wednesday and Thursday, but our chance of rain both of those days looks pretty minimal. Right now, Friday looks like the wettest day as we get into the Wednesday through Sunday time period. And then Sunday, we could see a second front. Right now, Saturday's looking a little bit drier, but keep checking back for the updates on the timing of this. I've been watching it for about 4 or 5 days now, and the computer models have not been in good agreement, which is pretty typical. This is Monday. This is a weekend. By the time we get to Tuesday and Wednesday, we should see more agreement on the timeline of the system for the weekend. We do have a few light showers that are showing up in the southern part of North Carolina, some scattered showers down in South Carolina and Georgia. This little disturbance will swing offshore. High pressure will build in behind it, and that's going to keep things nice and dry for today and tomorrow. This is Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning is dry. We'll see the approach of some showers late on Wednesday. This is 5 o'clock, but right now the bulk of Wednesday is looking fairly dry. On Thursday, a few showers in the morning down to the south, and then maybe a sprinkle or two during the afternoon, but it really looks like Friday's going to bring us the best chance for rain. There's 6 a.m. We'll see this line of thunderstorms potentially moving through around the middle of the day into the afternoon and evening, and then that clears out. We should get a bit of a break on Saturday. We may not see a lot of sunshine, but then another system takes shape down to the south and rolls through on Sunday. That's the way things are looking. If we see rain this weekend, which looks likely, at least for Friday and Sunday, it'd be the 8th weekend in a row that we've seen rain. 8 in a row! This one looks like it could be bringing a lot of moisture with it, too. Anywhere from 1.5 inches to 2.5 inches possible between say Thursday and Sunday. So far, the second wettest April since 1945 with almost 6 inches of rainfall so far. We stay nice and dry for today, I think through Wednesday, a few sprinkles Thursday, a good bit of rain on Friday and again on Sunday. But again, keep checking back for the timeline on this. I can't believe we're at 8 weekends in a row with rain, Brian.
But it beats a drought. That is for sure.
I guess.
Yes. Yeah, it is now 6:21 as we take a look at traffic this morning. Starting to notice some delays building on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. As we zoom in there, you can see the camera indicating those big backups starting to form there just beyond the 42 interchange heading through the bypass. About a 3-minute slowdown showing up right now on sensors. Once you get to Business 70, traffic's flowing freely. No crashes showing up anywhere else in the triangle. All clear in Wake County. Also in Durham and Chapel Hill, we're looking good on major routes.
Brian, thanks. Dig up all your Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. They are about to run out. The key dates you need to know after the company's bankruptcy filing and potential store closures.
Well, it's a big honor for the nation's top teachers. The special thank you they will be getting today in the nation's capital.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
It is 6:24. Matthew Perry is offering an apology to a fellow actor for what he says was a stupid thing in his book.
Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending for our Monday, Brian.
Yes, the Friends star says that future editions of his best-selling memoir will remove a reference to Keanu Reeves. In the book, he laments actors such as River Phoenix and Heath Ledger, who died young, but, quote, Keanu Reeves still walks among us. Perry said that he picked the name at random, and it was a mean thing to say.
Yeah, kind of a cheap shot. He was referring to some talented actors and leaving Reeves out of that group. But like you said, Brian, picked the name randomly. He said he just came up with it because he lives on the same street as Keanu Reeves. So that's why he used that name. I mean, that's close to home right there. I'd be watching my back.
Yeah. Well, just lament that, you know, some people died too young and leave it at that. You don't have to name anybody.
Yeah.
Well, Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon love having fun together. Look no further than this video of them goofing off during a celebrity golf tournament in Las Vegas over the weekend. Dozens of other stars played, but Justin and Jimmy were the life of the party.
And they were just having the time of their lives there, you know, showing off their dance moves, you know, playing air guitar with their golf clubs. But shenanigans aside, they did actually play a little golf, which they posted later in a separate video. But people just love the two of them together. They love their bromance. It kind of reminds me of Hogan and Schrader, you know. They just don't play golf together. Yeah.
Many other things. But I'm certainly not throwing my bag in the lake there like those guys. Wow, that is... Neat stuff to watch. They're fun together. Absolutely. Brian, thanks. Counting down the days now to the NFL draft. Carolina Panthers have the first pick. They likely will select their quarterback of the future. We'll be sure that you are ready for it. 13 hours right there. Gerald Owens is headed to Kansas City for the draft. His reports begin tomorrow night. And be sure to join us for a special edition of our 7 o'clock news on Thursday. We will have team coverage from the draft site in Kansas City and the Panthers party in Charlotte. Our sports team will break down how this could be a turning point for the franchise. All of this ahead of the draft, which will start 8 p.m. that night.
An all-new Tar Heel Traveler special airs this week. The latest special from WRAL Scott Mason is dubbed Sports, Thrills, and Agonies. You can watch it Wednesday right here on WRAL at 7:30 p.m.
Domestic violence survivors here in Durham will now have many resources all under one roof. Just ahead, a look at the new facility opening today.
And at the bus stop this morning, you may want to send the kids out with their jacket. Temperatures are in the 40s in some spots, 50s in other places. We do have some clouds in places and a few sprinkles down to the south. This afternoon, we'll see sunshine and 60s. I'll show you when they're going to need to grab their umbrellas again coming up.
President Biden is finalizing his plans to run for president again. You're looking live at the White House. A new NBC News poll is giving insight into how voters are feeling toward him and former President Trump.